This is New England Public Radio. Western Massachusetts healthcare providers say they have much better access to COVID-19 testing than a month ago. But ideally, they'd like even more. New England Public Radio's Karen Brown reports.
In mid-March, Estevan Garcia, chief medical officer for Cooley Dickinson in Northampton, was frustrated and concerned. The hospital could not get enough testing supplies for COVID-19. They were low on swabs to reach up the nose, on the liquid to transport samples, and they had to send most specimens to the state lab. So the hospital mostly limited their rare tests to healthcare workers with symptoms and very sick patients.
Things were taking, a week to 10 days even to get results back. So it was so difficult.
Today, Garcia says there's been a dramatic improvement. The hospital has plenty of swabs and transport liquid. They have a test they can run up to 80 times a day at the hospital itself, and the overflow goes by courier to its parent hospital, Mass General, in Boston, which turns around results the same day.
We can make determinations about the need for isolation, the need for personal protective equipment.
He says doctors can now test anyone at the hospital who has potential COVID-19 symptoms, and some who don't, including women about to give birth. The hospital also set up a drive-through testing site for people with a doctor's order. Garcia says healthcare workers who've been in contact with COVID-19 patients can be tested, as well as people from nursing homes and rehab facilities, even if they don't feel sick.
Because of the risk, their risk is higher being in those kind of communal living situations.
The largest hospital system in the region, Bay State Health, says it's testing about 400 people a day at its main lab and more at drive-through centers. And primary care doctors say they can now get a test for patients they suspect of having COVID-19 by sending them to a hospital site. Joel Feinman runs Valley Medical Center, which has offices in Hampshire and Franklin counties.
We're seeing signs that the tests are getting more available, which is nice, but it needs to go a lot further.
That's because the expanded testing still leaves out a lot of people. Tanya Barber runs Caring Health in Springfield, a community health center that serves many low-income people.
We are able to test our patients at this time.
But she'd like to test other people in the community who have little access to doctors or healthcare in general. Springfield's health commissioner, Helen Calton Harris, announced the city would start testing homeless people at shelters. Like her, Barber wants more testing of vulnerable populations, with or without symptoms.
In particular, communities of color, where the rates are higher in that population, so you want to be able to reach out, find out where the hot spots are, and be able to test in those areas.
What we're not doing is we're not testing folks who come off the street who say, I'd like to be tested, I don't have any symptoms. So that's surveillance testing.
Estevan Garcia of Cooley Dickinson considers surveillance testing the next frontier in controlling COVID-19. That's how you know who might be contagious without symptoms. But he says widespread testing across the population is more than hospitals alone can handle.
Potentially it's set up by a local Department of Public Health or the State Department of Public Health or even the National Guard, who knows, but so that people can actually walk in and you can do thousands of these a day.
Another way to gauge the spread of the coronavirus is through what's called antibody testing, a blood test that can show who already had the virus and may be immune. Bay State Health CEO Mark Kerouac says it's just coming onto the healthcare market, including in New York.
And so we're anxious to get that kind of testing going here in Western Mass as well, so we'll be able to do better epidemic control.
Which would be a step on the way to allowing not only hospitals to resume more normal activity, but also society at large. For New England Public Radio, I'm Karen Brown.